This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, I, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We talk about life, relationships, mental health challenges, all of the challenges, including how do we take... People ask me, what do you do during the breaks? I mean, there's a commercial on or when the news is on. What's actually going on behind the scenes? Well, for me, I'm eating fruit and yogurt. I've had the last couple of days the most delicious Maine blueberries that I think I've ever had. They're just fabulous this year, even though it's been kind of dry. And some of the great fruit that is around, hopefully you're enjoying that. Meanwhile, the ladies have their nails done, get their hair fixed
right.
up.
No, we can't. That's Nancy Pelosi.
That's Nancy Pelosi, right. Yeah.
I can't. I've got cuticles, calluses, and roots.
Really? And are you having a problem with Benadryl?
No, actually, this is really serious. If you haven't heard, you will probably hear over the next few days about the Benadryl challenge. And this is something new. We've heard about these. Remember the Tide Pod challenge? Tide Pods.
Right.
This is really, really scary stuff. And actually, a teen, it's believed, died from this. And it's all happening on TikTok. So the Benadryl challenge, if you haven't heard, is the social media fad on TikTok that it basically coaxes participants to take several doses of Benadryl to the point that the person trips out or hallucinates and does it on camera. Now, the Benadryl challenge actually claimed the life of a 15-year-old Oklahoma teen last week and has hospitalized at least three teenagers in Texas back in May, according to reports. According to an emergency room physician who, I guess, has just looked at this fad and the dangers of it, he said, I would say the Benadryl challenge may look fun, but it could be deadly. It's dangerous and potentially lethal. Now, in normal doses, Benadryl is safe. We've all probably taken it. But in an overdose, Benadryl can actually cause the heart to beat irregularly, which would eventually lead it to stopping.
Well, what is Benadryl used for normally?
Allergies.
In my world, it has a couple of allergies.
I mean, I would say I've taken it before for allergies. I just
sleepy.
Get really tired. Yeah. So I've switched to Zyrtec, which I have to take every day. But Benadryl is certainly still available. But it can lead to taken in large doses, it can lead to your heart stopping. It can cause seizures, extreme drowsiness, which, by the way, could be fatal when combined. When you have a seizure and you're very tired, that's a really big problem. And so a lot of doctors are now saying that these kids don't realize what they're doing. They think that it's safe because it's over-the-counter medication. But the risk of kids dying from heart attack, from all of this is really high. And that's because when you overdose on something, they give you charcoal, basically, to try to get it out of your system.
Yeah.
And when you actually have to be with it, though, for them to be able to administer the drug, and because Benadryl causes such extreme drowsiness, these kids are dying, and there's nothing the doctors can do but sit there and watch. And
can't pump it out of your system? Or it gets into the blood system so fast?
Yeah, the only thing that's effective is charcoal, and charcoal can only be administered if the patient is, like, lucid. So I don't know. It's really tough, and this is something that, unfortunately, is sweeping TikTok. And how many kids? I mean, obviously, is it going to be celebrated on TikTok that a teen died from this, or are they going to ignore that and instead watch people hallucinate until someone else dies again? I mean, this, I don't know. I don't know what gets into people when they do
so. Why would you want to do so much harm to yourself? Really? Woof. That is serious stuff. The idea of getting a flu shot, speaking of taking things, a lot of questions about flu shots. When should you get your flu shot? Those people who are considering doing it, that doesn't include Victoria or me. Jennifer, I'm still not sure whether you're getting a flu shot, whether you've made up your mind to get a flu shot, or whether you're going to pass.
I typically don't get the flu shot. Mm-hmm. This year, unless they can sell me on why I should, I probably wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, what we're hearing about in California now is the twindemic, that you can get flu and coronavirus at the same time. So
that's the reason that a lot of doctors are saying that people should get a flu shot this year, so that if you get the flu and coronavirus, it's almost impossible to fight off both at one time. That's what I've been hearing a lot of doctors, family, friends, doctors on TV. I've heard a lot of doctors saying that. I don't know. Is it enough to persuade me to get one? I don't know yet. I really don't.
No, I'm not going to get one. But I'm interested in the hygienic practices that all of us have decided we ought to be following. I think we as a group, the three of us, are using masks, and we're, you know, where we can, where it's possible, where it makes sense. I was at the grocery store last night, and you know, you can stay 6 feet behind people in the line to pay for stuff. That's not a big deal. In most circumstances, unless you're in an airplane or... You know, when outdoor or indoor events now come back, what are they going to do for basketball games or for football? When you're in a stand, are they going to separate everybody by a seat? If they get people, is that going to be the first step in?
They won't be able to make enough money. I talked to my friend who works for a theater in Los Angeles, the Pantages Theater. It's beautiful. Yeah. And he said, you know, I just don't know when theater is going to ever come back, because the problem is that they can't, even if they opened, are people going to want to sit next to each other? So I asked him the question, at what percentage full, you know, how full does the theater have to be for the theater to even break even or make money, which is what they would need to do to open up? And he said the number is 85%. So you'd have to have 85% occupancy in a theater for them to break even or make money. And how can you do that with social distancing? I mean, you just can't do it.
I would imagine
that Broadway theaters are probably the same, right? The same margins would apply?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, they're very similar in size.
Right. So I'm looking at a number of infectious disease specialists. I'm going to ask both Dr. Jack. Well, Jack can tell you not to get a shot, so there's not much sense in asking that. Ken will tell you to get a shot, but I haven't asked him yet. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we have two doctors who are on this program. They are different in philosophy, but they both have agreed that COVID is on the way out. We've seen the worst of it, the way worst of it. But still, Ken will tell you, but he does every year, I get a flu shot. This year, a lot of these folks who are primary care physicians, like the lady that I have as my new primary care physician, she told me to get a flu shot, and then she looked at me and said, you're not going to get a flu shot, are you? I said, no, but I appreciate your your suggesting it. But the Center for Disease Control says getting a flu shot this month is something, if you get the flu shot now, it'll last into springtime, because the flu ramps up in the fall as the weather begins to diminish, and by mid-late October, that sort of thing, certainly in the northern part of the country. After you get the flu shot, remember, it takes about 2 weeks to build up the antibodies in your body. So if you are... If you're the possessor of a strong immune system, you already have the antibodies built up. Getting vaccinated now, though, if you don't have them, if you eat poorly and you don't take care of yourself, you don't exercise, you don't condition yourself, if you get the flu shot now, you will have enough time to build up immunity that will last through the worst months, i.e. November, December, January, February, and March. So the flu vaccine gives you about 6 months of coverage. The thing that they don't explain is that this year, the flu shot, when asked, is it going to cover the flu, not the COVID, but the flu, the regular flu, and they always look kind of blank because they don't know, because the flu, you know, just every year.
They usually don't know until, like, after it's over, and then they say, oh, well, it was only 40% effective.
Yeah,
or
right, exactly.
Last year, I think, was sort of an epic low, right, for how effective it was.
But if you're 65 or older, this is for Fancy Nancy. I don't know whether she's
big on the flu shot. She gets it every year, the senior citizen one, yeah.
Okay, all right. So would she go to the Senior Citizen Center and get it done? Or she
I don't know.
Go to Rite Aid or CVS. I mean, every pharmacy gives them out.
Right. Yep, they do. So, but very important, especially with COVID, and if you have compromised systems, you're in your 70s or your 80s or whatever, probably not a bad idea, unless you have done a good job of having a good foundation, a good strong body, then you don't have to worry about it. But I think seniors, when you can ask for a regular dose or a high dose. I don't know what's in the high dose vaccine.
I think the senior dose is actually lower. Oh, I don't know. My mom and I were talking about it. Yeah, I think the senior dose is it's a different formulation, and I think it's actually a lower concentration.
So
because
the question,
if you're a senior, you're more at risk to reacting to the vaccine or something like that.
The
Jack could
the,
pro- or Dr. Ken could explain.
Ken
it better,
has, yeah, that's for me. We make sure we ask him that. At any rate, the question was asked about whether children should get flu shots, and definitely babies should not. People using their common sense, and I saw something with Sanjay Gupta suggesting that the appropriate age to start getting a flu shot, if you're going to get one, is when you're a teenager.
College, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So anyway, you can go online to the CDC. There's a vaccine finder there. You can look for a site near you that'll give them to you if you feel. Yeah, you know, I mean, just because I won't get one or nobody here is going to get one, I don't want to not give you the information. You got to make up your mind on your own.
Yeah, and I might. I haven't decided yet. I probably won't. I never do. But I'm not necessarily opposed to them. I just don't think they work. But
right, that's how I feel. Yeah, I have nothing against it. I just don't feel
it's
like
a waste
the
of
one time.
Time
I got one in the last 10 years, I got the flu pretty badly
right.
that year.
You get sick from getting it.
Yeah.
Well, and you also get sick. You feel crummy for a few days after you get the flu shot. So,
you do. It has that effect on you. I'll never forget. My father got a flu shot once in his life, and he was deathly ill for 2 weeks. And that was enough probably to turn me off of it forever. The folks who are in the seat at Lucky Charms are the focus of our clip of the day today at the DJV Show website. Lucky Charms, we had a conversation yesterday selling bags of its magical marshmallows. So that led the three of us to discuss our favorite snack foods, and you'll be curious to hear us try to identify what the 10 Lucky Charms are. And as you
out,
might expect, Jennifer and Victoria failed miserably.
What?
That was all
totally
Jen.
Killed it.
No, I was, you didn't come up with a unicorn.
All I knew
was
the four-leaf clover. The only
Jen
one I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know was the unicorn because that's new. That's like cheating. That's like for young people.
Really?
I haven't had a box of Lucky Charms in these hot hands for a long time.
All right, so enjoy the clip of the day because it sounds a lot like what is going on right now. You can hear the whole thing and the whole show every day, all day. The clips and the show at DJVShow.com. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Not the only one who thinks that.
Actually, we're not. It picks up, and she has redone. Yeah, and it's really good, actually.
Okay.
She's
all
redone
right.
Billie Eilish's "My Future," so it sounds completely different from Billie's.
So we're gonna fast forward this a little bit. How long? Push the button, Phil, and fast forward this a little bit. We're listening to Miley Cyrus.
That's a good sound effect. There we go.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah. It is really good, actually.
How thrash, though, is her voice? This girl is not even 30 yet. But she sounded like this when she was Hannah Montana.
I know, but it's just like, I mean, it's gotten worse, I think. Not worse. I always liked the rasp.
That was smoking and pot glue to your voice?
I don't know. I like the rasp. I like the raspy sound of people, but her rasp has really pushed on. I can't imagine what she'll sound like in 10 more years.
Yeah. Wow. This was taken from the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge recording this week. It's not the usual Live Lounge because of COVID. She and her band picked a warmly lit stage for their performance, which fit the vibe of this cover, a cross between a 70s rock ballad and sort of a jazzy lounge tune. I think we get that from listening to this. It does get better. The beginning of it is awful. And that's the thing. Any radio student will tell you, if people punch a button and they hear a song or they hear a conversation on the air, within 30 seconds or less, if they don't like what they've heard, they just hit the button and go somewhere else. So I wonder if that wouldn't be the case if you were listening to this song from the beginning. Would you just say, oh, that's terrible, like we did?
Well, the original Billie Eilish version of this song, which is her song, it sounds so, so different. So yeah. I give props to Miley. Miley does a lot of cover songs, and I really like how she reinterprets songs. I mean, for me, because I love the song anyway, like, I don't hate on this, but, if you guys don't like it.
All right, so here's... Here's her version of Midnight Sky.
This is her new single.
To be fair, I'm not a huge fan of Billie Eilish either, so...
No, neither am I of either one of them, yeah.
It's very dark.
Either of them sing to me, but that's okay.
I mean, I like Miley's voice and I like some of her music, and I do like the way she covers songs. It's not, this isn't a hate on Miley. I'm just surprised how gravelly her voice is getting as she matures. And truly, I mean it. What is she going to sound like when she's 40? It's crazy.
Well, this song, Midnight Sky, marks her first new music. Yeah, it sounds like Stevie Nicks. Want to crack it up for a second? Now, Stevie has a little bit of gravel in her voice, doesn't she now? More than she did when she was younger?
Yeah, she did when she was younger, too.
She had a lot of drug issues as well for a while.
But her natural voice, when Stevie, long before drugs had anything to do with Stevie's voice, she always had, like Miley. Miley was a kid as Hannah Montana and sounded like this.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Cyrus says the EP would be the first of 3 6-song EPs, which together would comprise a new album called She's Miley Cyrus. That project, however, has not materialized yet, partially delayed because she had tonsillitis last year, right? Had to have vocal surgery. So I would have thought she had to give her voice a long rest before she went back into it.
Oh, she did. She had to cancel a bunch of performances, and she was on vocal silence for a while.
All right, next up, musically, here on the DJV show with Jennifer
Victoria.
I feel
like a death sentence for Doug.
Doug, right. Katy Perry, who I have come kind of to like, for whatever the reason. She's dropped an animated music video for Resilient, latest from her album Smile, which came out last Friday. The video shows the life cycle of a tree growing on a city block from its start as a single seed and a bird's droppings to a fully grown plant. How many of you know that's where most of the seeds, if you go to an open field and sometimes you see little trees growing, it's because, not because the wind blew.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal court says no to a prosecutor's efforts to get the president's tax returns. A 3-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday put on hold a lower court ruling while it considers the president's argument that the records request is overbroad and was issued in bad faith. New York City District Attorney Cyrus Vance wants the records to see if President Trump broke laws in an investigation concerning supposed hush money payments made to several women, as detailed by the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen. President Trump telling reporters yesterday claims in an upcoming book by Michael Schmidt that he had a series of mini strokes last year is fake news. He added maybe they were referring to another candidate from another party, alluding to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It appears Americans are still a ways off from having any hopes of getting coronavirus stimulus relief money again, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats and Republicans are no closer to a deal than they've been in weeks. Pelosi says Democrats in the White House, in her words, have serious differences understanding the situation that working families are facing. This comes after Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke over the phone for over an hour yesterday. Today marks the 75th anniversary of the official Japanese surrender in World War II, officially ending the deadliest conflict the world has ever seen. September 2nd was a formality. The Empire of Japan had announced its unconditional surrender earlier in August after the U.S. dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The surrender documents were signed on board the battleship USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. And Graceland is cleaning up after graffiti was sprayed on a wall all along Elvis Presley Boulevard, the Levitt Shell Amphitheater, and the iHeart Memphis mural in Midtown Memphis also vandalized. The graffiti calling for defunding police, abolishing ICE, and in support of Black Lives Matter. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now 34.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Tripping that one. 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. See, what's happening, folks, behind the scenes? You don't know this, but every day Jennifer and Victoria are sending things to me to try to get me, you know, just kind of bump me off so they can take over the program.
Yeah, totally.
What are we sending you? Cyanide? Like, what are you?
Yeah.
What are you really?
Yeah.
Clearly there are trained assassins outside of
right.
Your window.
That's
that
right.
We took the time to hire just to knock off the D of our JV show.
That's it. So now it'll be the JV, like the junior varsity.
The junior varsity.
Show.
That's about junior right, varsity. Actually.
I will tell you, ladies, every day I fall more in love with the two of you because you're so, just so. It's so. It's just so. And I like it. It's. I'm surprised, actually. We had a conversation with our new consultant yesterday. The relaxation that we feel together is something that's noticeable to the consultant, which I think is kind of a good thing. This program, and I say this proudly, not like I was sticking out my chest and, you know, beating it because It's better than anything else. Of course, I'm going to say that because it's my program with these ladies. We all are going to say this is better than anything else. But it happens that apparently it is in many different arenas. So we love that. And thank you for support. A lot of people listening to our podcast, which is cool. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, speaking of listening to a podcast, is Vin Scully doing a podcast? Is he on social media? What is Vin Scully, for those of you who in the world doesn't know Vin? Does anybody not know who Vin? Do you think there's anybody there?
Until I joined this show, I didn't know who he was. But I'm not
really
a baseball fan. I don't follow baseball. Okay. So if you don't follow baseball. Well, he
didn't
reach my beyond, so.
You know what I think it is? I think people who are either super into the radio industry, Graham, because he had a big role in that, I think it's people who are from California, certainly. He's such an icon around here. And then, obviously, people who are into baseball. I mean, I've said this before, Vin Scully, I can't even think about losing him because as
he's 88
person,
now, right? 89? How old is he?
92.
Oh, 92.
92?
Right. Yeah, he's 92.
God,
and still very, very functional and with it. But his voice is like honey. There's no other way to describe it. As someone who is, I feel like I listen to a lot of voices every day in my headphones, and he is just, his voice is honey. And of anybody in my life, it's my parents and Vin Scully that I've listened to for the longest amount of time. I mean, since I was born, I've listened to the voice of Vin Scully. So, I don't know. He's really a treasure.
I would take offense to that because you didn't start listening to me till you were a teenager.
That's right.
You're not old enough. Yeah. Take that as a compliment. You're not 92 years old. But anyway, so the story, though, is that Vin Scully is now, for the first time, at the ripe young age of 92. He is now, starting on Twitter and Instagram, and he will have a Facebook account that's going to launch in October. And he is going to share his observations, his stories, anything else that is happening in the 2020 MLB season. And you can follow him on Facebook at Vin Scully, on Twitter, The Vin Scully, and Instagram is also at The Vin Scully. So a lot of fans, I think, are you know, like Jen said, he's a broadcasting legend, and he still loves his Dodgers, so he said he is going to use the digital space to give his take on the Dodgers, baseball in general, whatever crosses his mind, but I think mostly it'll be kind of Dodgers and baseball-centric.
Vin on the Boys of Summer.
Really, and you know, he made news this week also because he started an auction, an online auction, to get rid of all of his stuff. I mean, he's golfed with presidents. Yeah, these golf clubs that he used to golf with George H.W. Bush years ago. He's got golden microphones, all of this stuff that's being auctioned off. And I thought it was all going to be online. And I got to say, I went through and perused some of the items. I'm like, oh, finally, a great gift for my dad, right, for his birthday or Christmas, because we're such fans. But then I found out they're going live, so there's no way to win, I think, at a live auction, at least on my budget. But
you mean in terms of bidding online?
I thought it was going to be an all online auction, and so I thought, okay, well, I can kind of monitor the bets and do it. But once it goes to a live auction, people are going to spend a lot of money, I think, on live auction items, especially with high quality memorabilia like Vin Scully. So I thought, well, this probably priced me out. Sorry, Dad. But
May he was voted as the biggest sports icon in LA history.
Oh yeah,
and he
for
did
sure.
67 seasons for the Dodgers.
We're really blessed. We had Vin Scully for baseball, Chick Hearn for basketball, and Bob Miller for hockey. And
I couldn't even tell you anybody in the New York area that I know. And I'm sure, you know, the New York, New Jersey area, we've
Kurt
got a lot
Gowdy,
of big teams.
Johnny Most. Havlicek stole the ball! Yeah, that kind of stuff. They were all the guys in Boston were hometown. Supposedly the best of all these, all the announcers, the play-by-play people, are not supposed to be biased toward the team that they're working for, but that
we call them
Boston,
homers.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, Johnny Most was a homer. So was Kurt Gowdy. Johnny Most never did anything but basketball in Boston. It was famous. And like Vin Scully is around the world for the Dodgers, and then Kurt Gowdy, who did all the Boston teams at one time, became a national figure in terms of play-by-play. I don't think there's anybody except for John Miller who's around now that has the kind of reputation kind of, bona fides. Most of the people that are doing it are pretty Casper milk toasty. They don't stick. Their voices and their names don't stick. You know, like in the good old days.
Bob Uecker is still, isn't he?
Uecker is still doing Milwaukee, yes.
Yeah,
that's
great.
True. He's 82, 83, somewhere in that vicinity, and still has the same wry sense of humor. He's just a funny son of a gun. He just is. And his voice, where you said Vin Scully sounds so smooth, when you listen to Uecker, his voice sounds like he's funny. Like you expect every word to come out of his mouth to be funny. And it kind of is, although he's a very good, serious broadcaster when it comes to baseball and has been doing it, I want to say, 39 or 40 years for the...
Bob Uecker?
Yeah. I think he's been...
1971 is when he
71,
started.
So good Lord.
Yep, and he's 86 years old. Yep.
That's 50... That's 49 years. 50 yeah. years next year. Man, there's a record in that, too. He and Vin Scully. Cool. All right, next up on the hit parade here is something that Mexico is doing that we all will agree with. And it isn't, I'm not going to say it's about time, it's just good that they're falling in line. And it's interesting that it's in Mexico that doesn't usually take a strong position like this, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. So glyphosate, which is the chemical
bad.
In Roundup,
yeah.
That's the active ingredient in Roundup, which has been banned in Europe for a long time. Europe is so far ahead of us in terms of banning harmful chemicals, whether it's in cosmetics for women or skincare or for, you know, environmental purposes. And so now Mexico's Secretary of Environment and Natural Resources issued a press release. This started last November, actually. They were talking about banning the future imports of the pesticide glyphosate, citing scientific evidence that it's toxic to human health and environment. Well, duh. I don't know why we don't get that way in America. The lobby, Monsanto, is too important, I guess.
And, lawyers and money, yeah.
So they found that during the review that Mexico went through, they found that glyphosate was linked to an increased risk of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which we also know here, but we don't do anything about it. And so
it's like smoking, Victoria. We know that smoking kills people, but we don't do anything about it.
But smoking I consider to be, it is terrible for you. But I do consider that to be different because people are addicted to it. We're not addicted to glyphosate. We don't have to overcome an addiction. We have a monetary addiction to it, but there's no need for it. I do consider it to be different. But the announcement also comes with at the end of July, they firmed up this deal in Mexico that by 2024 they will eliminate all glyphosate. Nothing that is imported into Mexico will be allowed to this pesticide on it. Yeah.
No foods. That's a that's a huge, because they import a lot of stuff from America. So that's going to have
it's going to have an impact.
Yeah, yep. It is going to have
And
an
maybe
impact.
That will finally be the tipping point for Americans to get rid of.
One of the things, the personal side of this, ladies, is that this company, now it's Bayer, the company originally that made the gas for the chambers in Germany, World War II. It's a German company, bought Monsanto about 3, maybe 4 years ago. And they've been fighting off all of these lawsuits, thousands, tens of thousands, in fact, of lawsuits against the company because of the damage that's done by Roundup. But as it really turns out, and this is what makes it so difficult for people to believe certain things, you know, what is the truth? In this case, lawyers and promotional people are still, on one hand, they've set aside $10 billion, $10 billion to give to people who have been killed or who are dying because of the ingredients of Roundup. So they do that on one hand. On the other hand, their lawyers and their PR people are out there saying, well, there's really no proof. We're just doing this because we need to deal with the reality of all these lawsuits. So how is it that you believe, this is the problem, I suppose, I don't know if problem's the right word, but the reality of lawyers, and I don't mean to make a blanket statement, but you know what I'm saying about lawyers, and promotional people as well. They don't have to tell you the truth. They're not interested in the truth. They're just interested in winning. And so you get that. And so if I were to move that a little further along, when you watch the television, not news, what do we call it? The news, it isn't. It's the television, not news. It's the not-so-newsy newscasts. And it is different on TV than it is on the radio. It really is, I think, to a certain extent. And maybe that's self-serving, too. I mean, some of the radio stuff you listen to is all pretty much promotional stuff for certain parties and ideas. But just in terms of what's real here, what's real is that you need to know that this is bad stuff and you shouldn't be eating things. Non-GMO is what you want. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. You can buy non-GMO that is still not organic, and that's something that people get confused. You can have a non-genetically modified crop, but that is sprayed with glyphosate and Roundup, so you're defeating the purpose. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where'd you get that? I didn't think that. No. I
read Modern Farmer times a week. It's your favorite. It's my new favorite. Cat Fancy.
I got Victoria on Modern Farmer.
That. Yeah. You know that I read that. So that is and vice versa. You can, you know, a lot of people think, well, I bought an organic apple, so it's not genetically modified. Not true as well. You can have a genetically modified apple that is not sprayed with pesticides, so it is technically organic, but it's still GMO. So there's a whole thing, and the labeling, and all three of us have talked about the labeling issues we have with food in America. But the reason Mexico, which I think is really interesting, and like you said, I never think of Mexico is like being at the forefront of anything, really.
No,
and
right,
I love
exactly.
Mexico. I've been to Mexico a million times. I love it. But they said that they also banned 111 pesticides along with glyphosate. 111 pesticides are now
who
going to be banned.
Who thinks that there are that many out there?
I didn't even know there were that many out there.
Yeah.
And they found that after they did, they reviewed, and this is the Mexican government, they reviewed 1,000 studies on glyphosate, and that was enough to determine that they did believe that this was a definite cancer-causing or carcinogen. So they agreed on that, and that's why they moved forward with this. And then they started looking at all these other pesticides that they have deemed, quote-unquote, highly dangerous. So 111 are out, plus glyphosate. They found that glyphosate is being used in 45% of agriculture.
Yep.
So 45% of agriculture has glyphosate on it, on the actual produce. Yeah. So when you buy organic, it's a lot of organic stuff that gets labeled organic still
isn't.
Has some contamination.
Yeah.
It's not as bad.
A big
it's
ag and the government have bastardized all that.
Because they have, like, you know, one patch of the farm has, you know, organic, and then they spray and the air blows it over to the, you know, non-organic.
Yeah.
But it's still better. You're better off than not aiming for organic.
Speaking of the farmer, our American Family Farmers show that I do every week, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, this week has a focus on regenerative farming practices. That sort of thing. We're all interested. This fellow who's on the program with me talks about how he's working almost single-handedly to protect the soil and to maintain and grow the value of the soil itself, not the crops, but the soil. That may seem redundant or maybe seem too deep in the weeds, but if you're really interested in what you're eating, you ought to listen to this. You ought to listen to the program every week. I do say so myself. A lot of insight into family food and the farm. It's called the American Family Farmer Show, the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
How can Staples help you get back to business?
By printing you new signs for the times.
Staples can help prepare your business for the new normal with everything from in-store signage to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer, and all at amazing prices.
And this week at Staples, get $15 off posters or yard signs when you spend $75 or more.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 10/31. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
You ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Careful. Do not touch that dial. Do not touch what you're listening to on your iPhone or whatever device to which you listen to hear the DJV program, because it's time for us now to have a very frank conversation with the daddy of all pets. Warren Eckstein is here. He is the daddy. Yeah, he is the daddy of all pets. So we're going to get to
more
him.
More like the godfather.
The godfather of pets. Yeah, I even like that better. I want to talk about how, story of heartworms and what happens. I was concerned about this with Daisy, so we'll talk about that and a couple of other things that are important. As more people find themselves staying home because of COVID, one bright spot is the people across the country tuning to pet adoptions, tuning into the message and turning to them as a way of finding companionship and new additions to their families. Here's Andy Solomon to tell us that story.
With pet adoptions increasing during the COVID-19 pandemic and many families now opting for road trips, you might find yourself needing the right vehicle that accommodates everyone. Executive Editor at Auto Trader, Brian Moody.
On August 26th, Auto Trader is celebrating National Dog Day by unveiling their list of the best cars for dog lovers. After all, dogs deserve the same comfort, convenience, and safety features in their rides as their owners do.
Trips around town or to local destinations have become an important part of our lives these last few months, and for many people, that means bringing along their pets as they hit the road.
The Honda Fit checks all the boxes from our pet-friendly wish list. A low cargo floor, optional leather seats, and a hatchback-style rear door. And the Volvo V60 wagon has a ton of great pet-related features that you can get right from the dealer.
Visit autotrader.com for more of the best cars for dog lovers. And for your pet safety tips when driving or to find your new dog, visit dogtrader.com.
All right, so our focus here, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. We start out with the recommendation that you have to protect the heart of your dog. I don't know if cats get heartworms or any other animals. I certainly know that dogs potentially do, but I've heard that some of this is a lot of hype, Warren. What's your read on heartworms and how to treat, if you're going to treat, and with what product?
You know, heartworms come from mosquitoes, so that's really important. Depending on where you live, different veterinarians are going to recommend different things. For example, if you live in the middle of the desert where there's no sitting water, perhaps heartworm medication is not necessarily warranted by the vet. I do give my dogs heartworm medication. Because
what kind?
There's HeartGuard. There's several different brands, but I don't use a collar, if that's what you're asking. I don't use a collar. I use the pill. And the reason I do that is because my dogs travel with me. Well, not at the moment, but usually they travel with me. And I might be around water, or you can even pick it up from another dog. So the thing that you have to take into consideration is where you live. Is there standing water? Is there water around you? Or if you live in Antarctica, there's no mosquitoes. You don't have to give heartworm medication there. But I would follow your vet's advice, because the reason I say that is based on how many heartworm positive cases they've seen. Because the treatment or the cure for heartworm can be as dangerous as the heartworm itself. You want to try as much as you can to be really preventative when it comes to the heartworm medication. So I would speak to your vet. He's the one who knows how much heartworm may be in the area, and then base your decision on that. I am not a collar person, okay? I don't believe in flea collars. The only time I use a flea collar is what I do is I'll buy a flea collar, I'll cut it into small pieces, and I'll put it in my vacuum cleaner. So this way, when I vacuum the house, any fleas or flea eggs that are going to the vacuum cleaner are automatically killed.
Wait a minute.
Try that one again. That's very creative. You take a flea collar, you cut it up, and you put it in the vacuum cleaner.
They check in and they don't check out. That's really, I've been doing that for years and years.
Really?
And years.
Good idea.
But there are things you can do. Again, I would speak to your vet about that. I'm not going to say you should or you shouldn't. It depends on where you live. And also
cut up my collar and put it in your vacuum cleaner.
But the reason I don't like collars is they got chemicals on them. I don't like kids touching them, other dogs licking each other and playing with each other. And plus, there's been a lot of problems with collars in the past.
Well, so if your dog develops heartworms, it costs about $1,800 to treat versus, what, $70-$80 for the year's supply of heartworm medication. I've had HeartGuard before, but the vet in California gave me something different this year. You know, we don't have our old guy, our friend, who we used to go to.
Our old veterinarian did not believe in giving heartworm medication unless you had a pool or a jacuzzi in your backyard. He told me never to give my dog, but I gave it anyway, but he said not.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Well, there's all kinds of advice, all kinds of circumstances, but I think the word to the wise here that's efficient is to do the 12-month thing. Preventative medication, that seems to make a lot of sense to me. I was thinking about it because last night I gave Daisy the last set of heartworm pills that I had, so I need to get something else, and I'm not sure I want to stay with the one that I had because HeartGuard seems to be the one that most people use. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the protection for your pets. Word from the wise man.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.